I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. If you got a metal detector for Christmas and live up north where you won't be treasure hunting until spring, you can learn a lot about your detector in your living room right now. First, get a big cardboard box. I got mine at Sam's Club. They always have stacks of boxes between the checkout lines, and they're free. Just be sure the one you get doesn't have staples in it. The whole point of the box is to get your targets far enough from the floor that any nails or rebar or other metal items won't affect your signals. Next, round up a bunch of metal objects. A copper penny, a zinc penny, a nickel, a dime, a quarter, a silver diamond quarter if you have them, pull tabs, a nail, large and small gold rings, silver rings. Use some tape to stand a coin or two on edge. Don't worry about the box holding all this stuff because you can put them on the box just a few at a time. Once you've done everything you can do with one set of metal objects, take them off and put up another set. First, swing your coil over each item and take careful notes of your results. How close to each item do you have to be to get a beep? Is it the same for all of them, or do some of them beep from a farther distance than others? If your detector has a depth meter, check to see how accurate it is by measuring the distance from the coil to the box. Most detector depth meters are set for a penny, so it might be a little off on a larger coin or a smaller one. If you have a sensitivity control, set it at high and then at low and see how much difference that makes on your depth. See if you lose depth when you increase discrimination. If you have a number ID system, see what numbers you get on each metal object on your box. If you have just a rotary discrimination control, see where you lose nickels and where you lose pull tabs. And if you have a notch system, see if you can set it to find the nickel but not the pull tab. Now put a pull tab right next to a silver dime, or a nail on top of a penny. What do you get now when you swing your loop over that? Find out how far apart different objects have to be before you can zero in on them individually. If your detector has a pinpointer, see where the loudest signal is when you hit the pinpoint button. If it's too loud, try releasing the button, dropping the coil closer to the coin, then pushing the button in again. That should let you zero in better. Swing back and forth, then forward and backward, then diagonally, that is, make an X over the object. Compare your readings and beeps when you change your swing direction. See if you get better distance when you swing the coil faster or slower. Notice whether the beep is at the edge of the coil or the middle or somewhere in between. Now go perpendicular, that is, walk to the next side of the box so you're turned 90 degrees from how you started, and do it all again. Pay special attention to coins standing on edge. See how they sound when you swing over them long ways and then sideways. You have until about mid-March to play with this, so take your time and do every single combination you can think of, and take good notes. By doing all these tests, you'll know a lot about your detector before you ever get it out of your living room. Thanks for listening. For more metal detecting information and to look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. And if you buy my book and would like me to sign it for you, just let me know. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.